told us this morning, excuse me, Howard asked, mean we are supposed to accept the spiritual master to be God? That means he is due the same respect as God, being God's representative, Prabhupada replied calmly. Then he is not God. No, Prabhupada said. God is God. The spiritual master is his representative. Therefore, he is as good as God. Because he can deliver God to the sincere disciple. Is that clear? It was. It was clear. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Srila Prabhupada. So, back in, what year is it, 1966? Srila Prabhupada is telling them about what means initiation. Actually, we hear also that Srila Prabhupada never even told them about the regulative principles. He never told them about, you know, no illicit sex. He never told them any of these things. And he had just got them to become attached to chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This was his preaching. His preaching. Srila Prabhupada, it is written earlier that many people commented about Srila Prabhupada, how he was childlike. He seemed very childlike. You want to make it a little higher? Thank you. He seemed very childlike and innocent. But he's very clever. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada would be asked the devotees, the Western devotees, so what do you think of Indians? And they would say, oh, Prabhupada, all these Indians are cheaters. And then Prabhupada would say, oh, I'm also an Indian. And Prabhupada, and they, oh no, oh, Srila Prabhupada, no, we don't mean you, Srila Prabhupada. He said, yes. Yes, you're correct. I'm also a cheetah. I'm also a cheetah, Prabhupada would say. Because Krishna is the greatest cheetah. He's the leader of the cheetahs. He said, if I didn't cheat you, you would not have taken up Krishna consciousness. You would not have taken it up. We have to cheat them. Srila Prabhupada would say this, like this. For devotees, we understand what it means. We understand. That the high class person, they know how to help others. They know how to help them. Just like a child. The child doesn't want to take the medicine. The child doesn't want to take the medicine. The child doesn't want to go to school. The child just wants to eat nice things, sweets. And they don't want to study. They don't want to be serious. They just want to play. So the parents cheat them. Oh, you take this medicine, I will give you this sweet. I will give you this sweet. Like this. You have to offer them this sweet. Prabhupada used to tell, oh, it's a Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, his Gurudev, used to tell the story of fine rice and ghee. You know that story? The fine rice and ghee. That there was a man, he wanted to have some servants in his house. And he would pay them some money. Not go, pay them quite well, but they would always, after some weeks of service, they would start to not do their services very well. Gradually their service would become less and less. So he'd have to find new servants. He had to get them rest, and those he'd have them trained properly. He would work for a few weeks well, and he would pay them. If he's paying them well, but after some time again, they did less and less service. They did less and less service like this. And also again, he thought, oh, I'll have to get rid of them. So he met one of his friends, and he noticed his servants were very loyal. They were very loyal servants, and they always did a fairly good job. And he never replaced his servants. So he asked his friend, how do you get such good servants? He said, fine rice and ghee. Fine rice and ghee. No, he said, what? What is that? What is fine rice and ghee? He said, I don't pay them so much money, but I serve them fine rice and ghee every day. They complain. We don't get paid very much money here. We don't get paid very well. But the food is very good. And he said some of them left. Some of them left. And thought they'll get a job somewhere else for more money. But they came back after a while. They came back and said, can I have my job back? But you can get more money somewhere else. Yes, but I can't get the fine rice and the ghee. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he told this story like this. Srila Prabhupada would joke about this thing. But we have to give the devotees some sweet sugar. Sweet sugar. So what was Srila Prabhupada's sweet sugar? Do you know? He showed them a lot of affection. He showed those devotees a lot of affection and love. He cared for them. He treated them very nicely. He was always there to answer all of their questions. He was extremely patient. He was not harsh. Srila Prabhupada was never harsh in his dealings. Sometimes he would speak strongly to the devotees, but it was just like a father. Just like a father. He showed them affection and love. Better than they'd ever got in their life. They could see it in him. Srila Prabhupada was not a person who was pretending. This is the pure devotee. He is not pretending to have love and affection and care. Often people in this world, they speak some sweet words, isn't it? They speak some sweet words, oh, Prabhuji, Prabhuji, like this. But their heart is not really so genuine. They speak. But Srila Prabhupada was not like that. Srila Prabhupada was emanating love for Krishna. Prema bhakti jaha hoite. His love for Krishna is full of love. But we should understand that in the material world, there is no love. There is no love in this material world. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Shri Gonitai. Jai Shri Radha Ras Bihari. Jai Sitaram Lakshmanam. Of course, many people don't like to hear that thing. They say, well, I love India. I love my country. I love my mom. I love my mom, my mata. Like this. Oh, I love my husband, my pati. They say so. They say so. But this love is not unconditional. It is not unconditional love. We have some idea. We have some idea of unconditional love. But when my mother tells me, I want you to do this, and I want you to do this, and this, and get to school, we may say, yes, yes, mom, yes. But actually we're thinking, yes, mom, yes, yes. Saying with the lips, saying with the lips, saying with the lips only, only saying with the lips, pretending, pretending. Everybody's pretending here. It's the material world. There's no real love here. It's a fact. Everyone's pretending. They say, I promise you. How many people in the Western country, and in India now also, I promise I will marry you and we will never divorce. I love you. I love you. We will never divorce. Oh, 7 years later? 7 years, right? Oh, I hate you. I'll find a better one than you. Oh, I've got another boyfriend. He's much better. What happened to the love? I don't love you anymore? They say that. I don't love you anymore. So was it love? Was it really love? No, it wasn't. Love means it can never be broken. Love means it can never be broken. Material, that idea of love in the material world can be broken again and again. But if you say love, real love, it means it cannot be broken. And it is not conditional. It's not conditional. I love you if you give me this. I love you if you give me that. And if you do this, and if you don't do that, I love you. Like Hiranyakashipu. Oh, I love my son. Prahlad, but he's glorifying Vishnu. I'll kill him. He'd kill his own son. 1 minute he says, I love him, he's my son, and the next minute, I'll kill him. No love. No love there. Any father or mother. They love their son, they love their daughter no matter what they do. I became a Hare Krishna. My mother was very upset. My mother was very upset. She didn't want me to be a Hare Krishna. She tried to tell me, please don't do that thing. I had long hair. And she used to like my long hair. And then I shaved my head. And she saw me with my shaved head. Oh, why are you doing this thing to me? That's what she said. Why are you doing this thing to me? So what kind of love is it? It's not genuine love. But Krishna has genuine love. Krishna has. He comes as a super soul. He comes in the super soul and he resides in the heart of every living being while they're in this material world. Even in the heart of a very sinful person. A very, very sinful person who does many abominable things. Krishna never leaves them. He protects them. He cares for them. He rectifies them. And life after life, he gradually brings them to the shelter of his lotus feet. Krishna has such love for all living beings. He has such love. Unconditional. Krishna's love is not conditional. Samoham sabhabhuteshu name dveshusti na priya. Yeya tam ampapajante tamstatava vajamiham. He's equal to everyone. Krishna's equal to everyone. Of course, people can't understand. How is he equal? So Srila Prabhupada is equal. He's equal to everyone. Same as Krishna. It's like that. It's transcendental. He has transcendental love. It's a love that's not in this material world. So Srila Prabhupada is carrying that love in his heart. That is love. It cannot be broken. It's not conditional. And he shows that love. He shows it to the devotees also. And therefore the devotees are like, wow. They become attracted. They become attracted. Because Sri Krishna is the most attractive. Krishna is the attractor of everyone. And the pure devotee carries Krishna in their heart. Because their heart is like Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a place full of love for Krishna. It's Radharani's place. Radha means love and devotion. Srila Prabhupada's father, he had an astrologer tell him, oh, your son, he will be a great devotee. He will be a great devotee of Srimati Radharani. A great devotee of Srimati Radharani. And he will establish 108 temples all over the world. So Gaur Mohan De, Srila Prabhupada's father, he thought, wow, this is very wonderful. So he would invite all the sadhus to his house. He would bring all the sadhus and give them nice food. And he would ask them, you please bless my son that he gets the mercy of Srimati Radharani. So he was always thinking, what kind of father? Srila Prabhupada's father was also a pure devotee. Such a pure devotee. Then he got his son educated so he could speak good English. Because he'll need good English to preach. And he got him trained to play harmonium and madanga and sing bhajans. Such was his father. His father had such love for him. Had such love.
Well, Srila Prabhupada, he had such experience being a devotee, of being surrounded by such love and always worshipping Krishna. He had spontaneous love. This is spontaneous love. It's not love based on rules and regulations. Here we hear there were some rules and regulations. The rules and regulations are for us who don't have any love. They're to guide us how to behave. To guide us how to behave in front of Krishna and the spiritual master in their presence. They're to help us. Just like if I got a job, if I got a nice job in the palace of the king. I love my king. Oh, I'm so excited. I've got a position in the palace. I'm the sweeper. I sweep the corridors of the palace. And sometimes I see the king. Sometimes I see the king. But I'm very proud because he's my king. But in getting this job, I have to accept the rules and regulations. I have to put on my uniform. I have to keep my fingernails very clean, and I have to be punctual in my service. I'm given different services. You understand? I have to follow the rules. I can't be lazy. You know, I half sweep the floor and then the king will come and step on some grain of sand or something. What is this? No. Now I have to make sure the king may come there. And once, while I was working, the king came. And when he saw me, he gave me such a smile. He even slowed down to look at me as I stood there with my palms like this. And he smiled at me. He smiled so sweetly. Like this. So there's some rules. Because I'm a lazy person. And there's other devotees there also. There's other people working. And they come up to me and catch my ear sometime and slap me. Don't be such a lazy fellow. Didn't you see the king just walk by just now? No, I didn't see him. You fool. You did not offer proper respect. Like this. So I'm doing this service. I have to accept some rules. And also I have to accept Sangha. We have to accept other devotees. Even in the spiritual world, there will be somebody there and telling you, you're a rascal. Don't think that stops. That will not stop. You think when you get to the spiritual world, you will be the king? And everybody will do what you say? You are mistaken. Devotee means I am the servant. I am to be enjoyed by Krishna. I'm not the enjoyer. Krishna's the enjoyer. Krishna's the enjoyer. I'm not here to enjoy. I'm here to give Krishna pleasure, to give my Gurudev pleasure, to serve him and make him happy. And when he is happy, I am happy. And if somebody gives me some sweet words, Jagadam Madaski Jai, this is for my guru. This is for my guru. All these things are for my guru. These are for his pleasure and enjoyment. It's for his pleasure and enjoyment. If my spiritual master sees, oh, I'm doing something well, and people are saying, well done, my guru, huh? He'll be pleased with me. But it has to be genuine. The spiritual master says in Srimad Bhagavatam, big sloka, that the spiritual master, he teaches the disciple how to serve Krishna without duplicity. The spiritual master is completely free from duplicity, pretentiousness, kapatya. He's completely free from this thing. That is his qualification. This pretentiousness is in the material world. In the spiritual world, there's no pretentiousness. Everybody's full of humility. They're all full of humility and pure love for Krishna. But here, there's some pretentiousness, duplicitousness. So the guru, he teaches us how we can get free from this thing. It's called Hriday Dobalya, the weakness of the heart. The weakness of the heart, desiring to enjoy. I want to enjoy. I want some name and fame. I want some prestige. Some prestige. I want to be honored. I want to be given honor. Respect. I want respect from you. This is Hriday Daibalya. Very difficult heart disease. Of course, we say every morning, Trinadapi sinichana toro eva sahishnana amanana manadena kirtanaya sadahari. We're saying, oh, I'll chant holy name of Krishna in a humble state of mind, ready to offer all respect to others and not expect any respect at all. We say this with our lips. But are we thinking? Are we really saying this from our heart? Do we really say it from our heart? I may try. I'll try. But then Krishna will send somebody to say, you're a puffed up person. You're a fool. Someone will say, something will come. Some difficulty will come. And I will be faced with looking at myself. Yes, I am a puffed up person. I am a fool. I'm not free from those things. Like this. So this is Krishna's mercy. Krishna's mercy, he helps us to understand. To understand how conditioned I've become. How I'm a conditioned soul. And I have this weakness. This weakness. So the devotee's on guard. He's on guard. I like this. He's following the rules. He's following the rules. There's certain rules. I have to call the devotees Prabhu. Prabhu. And when I see the devotees, I have to at least offer them respect in my mind. Even to the least devotee. Even to the least devotee who chants the name of Krishna. They may be drinking liquor even. So many things. But I can't think anything bad of them. I have to offer respect at least in my mind. This is the rules. This is the rules here. I can't think. Who is that? Nasty person. Demon. If I'm thinking the other devotee is a demon, what am I thinking? I'm a fool. No, The devotee, he is to offer respect, at least in the mind, even to a degraded person who's chanting Hare Krishna. Yes, that's what the sastra, that's the rules. And if they've taken initiation, if they're taking initiation and they're engaged in the worship, I have to offer my dandavat pranam. Vanchakal patarubhyascha kripasindhubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namo. So this is the rules in this place. This is the rules. We have to offer my respectful obeisances to these devotees who are following these things. And if somebody is seen that they are following the rules very strictly, that means they're also doing these things. And they appear that they're chanting very attentively, and they're getting some love, they're developing love. They're getting genuine love. Then I have to accept that person like my guru. They're like my guru. They may not be offered the same position as my initiating spiritual master, but they should be seen like my guru, because they have developed some love, some genuine love. Spontaneously, they don't think of any rules, they just do this thing. They know how to honor all living beings. They know how to honor all living beings. They know how to take care of the new devotee, the friends. They make friends with the other devotees. They know how to honor the senior devotees and the more learned and the more advanced. They can recognize them, and they know how to behave and get the mercy of everyone. They know how to do it. And if you see such a person, you think, woohoo, aha. But how will you recognize them if you're not trying to do it? Srila Prabhupada would say, you can test a large amount of gold by having a small pin made of gold. The jeweler, he has pins. These are needles or whatever. They're in a ring. 18 carat, 19 carat, 20 carat, 21, 24, like this, pure gold. And with this, he gets your big lump of gold and rubs it on a stone, a black stone. And he makes a line, and he gets the pure gold and he makes another line. He puts lines, and he puts some acid. He puts acid on it. And you look at it, and gradually, those that are not pure gold, they are burned away. The impurities are burned away, and you can see them. But the pure gold will stay in line with the pure. So if I've got a little bit of pure gold, I can test what is a very large amount of pure gold. I can see this person's got a large amount of love for Krishna. They've got a large amount. Because I'm trying to develop unconditional love. Spontaneous love. That's the goal. Why did you join ISKCON? I don't know. But I joined because I heard about this love of God. I thought I will try for that. Some people join to get good accommodation. A nice job, nice food, a position, respect, I'm a sadhu. Like this. But this is not the goal of this Krishna consciousness movement. The goal of this Krishna consciousness movement is to get this love. And Srila Prabhupada had that love. He had that love, he was so full of love. And he showed that love to the devotees. And they became greedy. even though they were not following anything really. Prabhupada was just getting them to chant Hare Krishna. He was just getting them to chant Hare Krishna. And he said, if you accept me as your guru, then you have to accept me as good as God. That means you have to do everything I tell you. And they agreed. Yes, we trust you. We trust you. And then Srila Prabhupada immediately said, and then he wrote a list, that you have to do this, and you have to do this, and you have to do this, and you have to do this, this, and this, and this, and this. And they were all, oh my God. If I'd have told you the list first, Srila Prabhupada said, you would have never agreed. You would never agree. So when we bring new people, we really don't, you know, some devotees do it, but I don't tell them about the regulative principles. You know, no meat eating, you're a meat eating person, stop that meat eating. No, you don't have to tell. You tell them to please come, chant Hare Krishna. If they develop a taste, because the meat eating will not stop them. This bhakti is ahaitukya pratiyata. It's coming from the soul. It's not coming from material things. You have to understand this thing. It's coming from the soul. Like in the shastras, it gives some histories of some great devotees who were eating meat. Even Garuda eats meat, right? Fish. Vishavasu, who was worshipping the Lord in Niladri, he was the king of the swineherders. The king of the swineherds. I mean, what do swineherds eat, Baba? They eat pigs, right? And they drink wine, they make their own wine. You know, what about Bhimasen? Of course, many of you will say, no, not the Pandavas, don't say that. Vrikodara. He has love for Krishna. For love for Krishna, we can encourage them to get love for Krishna. And many of them will say, oh yeah, I like the devotees, but the devotees are sometimes too heavy. Like that. And Srila Prabhupada, he was expert. He knew how to bring them. He knew how to bring them. Of course, I'm not advocating that we should imitate Srila Prabhupada's activities in 1966. Because now we have many devotees. Now we have many devotees and we have to look after them. There's so many neophyte devotees who are following these things. And if they see we're encouraging people who don't follow them, they may be discouraged. But at the same time, we must encourage them to chant the name of Krishna, to hear about Krishna, to buy these books. If we don't, otherwise, how will you get them to buy these books? Therefore, Prabhupada said, you have to trick them. Yes, you are a very nice devotee. You are a very nice devotee. Yes, I know. You are like Ramakrishna. Yeah, very, very good. That's very good. You read this Gita. So in this way, you have to encourage. So this Krishna consciousness is very sweet and nectarian. It's very sweet and nectarian. But of course, we hear this thing that it won't taste so sweet. It won't taste so sweet if you're materially diseased. So what is the material disease in this regard? What is this material disease? Hridaya daubalya. There may be a meat-eating, you know, like that Adivasi, who was a friend of Ram. He was a great friend of Ram. They were Adivasi tribe. What was his name? When Ram went into exile, he helped him go there.
Ruha.
D. Ruha. You think he was a very sadvic, brahminical person? Yeah. They're Adivasis, Baba. They're tribals. Tribal people do so many things. But they have love. Because they're not duplicious. They're not duplicious. They're simple. They're simple. Simple like a child. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati used to say this thing again and again. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. That's the symptom. The simplicity. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. What's on the inside is the same as what's on the outside. There's no difference between the inside and the outside. If they say something, oh Krishna, I am yours. Krishna, I am yours. They mean it. They mean it. They may say, Krishna, I'm yours, but I'm very fallen. Therefore, there's many songs like that. Many songs. Narottam Das is writing many songs. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is writing many songs. Oh, Krishna, I'm yours, but I'm fallen. I'm so fallen. So many material desires in my heart, like a Himalayan mountain. Like a Himalayan mountain of rubbish and dirt is there in my heart. So many dirty things are there in my heart. So many desires are coming up. Oh Krishna, please save me. He doesn't think, oh, I'm a great devotee. No, he thinks, I'm the least qualified. I have no qualification. These material desires I've been accruing, I've been gaining these material desires for how many lifetimes? How many lifetimes? Crores of lifetimes. With crores of lifetimes, so many samskaras are there within my heart, in the subtle body. The subtle body doesn't die, you know. It's the same subtle body every life. And that subtle body is carrying all the karma. All the karma and all the desires from millions of lives. And I'm chanting Hare Krishna, trying to cleanse this subtle body. Trying to cleanse the subtle body. But I have to honestly say that trying to cleanse my heart is like that little sparrow in Gita. That example of the sparrow. That little bird who lost its eggs in the ocean. It laid the eggs on the bank of the ocean. The ocean came and took the eggs away. And the sparrow came to the ocean and said, you give them back. But the ocean didn't reply. So the sparrow said, if you don't give my eggs, I will peck all the water out of the ocean and empty you, and you will be no more. And so the ocean didn't reply, just roared with waves. And the little bird began pecking with a little beak, pecking the water from the ocean. And all the birds came to see the impossible determination. The impossible determination. You understand? Impossible determination. Of the little sparrow. And all the birds talked about it. And this little sparrow was running backwards and forwards, pecking the water out. Pecking and pecking and pecking. At this ocean. That's what's in my heart. You may be different, but I find within my heart there's like a mountain, a Himalayan mountain of desire, of dirt, of some scars from crores of lifetimes. And as soon as I remove some, there's another lot. another, another, another. They just don't end. The seeds of material desire are just unlimited in there, like a mountain. And I'm pecking away on them. So that little sparrow, she was so determined. So the birds, they told Garuda, the king of the birds. So Garuda thought, oh, really? Really? Such determination? I'll go see. I want to go see. Let me go see. Huh? Let me see. Is such determination really there in this material world? Is there such determination? And so Garuda went there to see. And when he saw the bird and talked with the little bird, he said, I will help you. I will help you. And then he addressed the ocean. Hey, you give the eggs back to this little sparrow. And immediately the ocean began to tremble. Oh, this is really serious. This is really serious. So the ocean had to deliver. The ocean had to deliver the eggs. This story is to give us an idea of the situation we are in. This is the situation you were in, Baba. You were chanting Hare Krishna and you were getting some relief. Huh? From the karma, the fruit of the karma. The fruit of the karma. And the karma in the stalk, growing, developing. You're trying to sow some bhakti seed here. But there's millions of seeds in there, Baba, in your heart. How will you get them out? You have to weed carefully and you have to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Like this. Constantly watering, and all these seeds are coming up. Oh, home. When will they stop? Like a Himalayan mountain. You have to be determined. You have to be determined. Therefore, Mahaprabhu, where Mahaprabhu, you know, some people would ask, oh, what did Mahaprabhu study from Srimad Bhagavatam? What was he studying? And it comes up that he was always discussing the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj? Well, that's where we make, we say, well, that doesn't sound very rasika. He's also studying about Prahlad Maharaj. That's not Rasa Leela. That's not Rasa Leela. What is this? What is this? Why is he studying these things? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw how they are just like me. They are just like me. Huh? Mahaprabhu, how is that? Mahaprabhu is playing the role, the mood of a devotee. He's in the mood of a devotee within this world. And he's always thinking, I don't have any love for Krishna. If I had any love for Krishna, real love for Krishna, you would not be able to live here. If love for Krishna came, even just one drop, even if you got one drop of love for Krishna, it can drown the entire universe. That love for Krishna is so sweet, so nectarian. Srila Prabhupada came with that. It's just showing us a drop of love. Oh, the devotees, okay, we'll accept you like God. We'll do what you say. Prabhupada. Gurudev. That's the symptom of the Guru. He's full of love for Krishna. Even if he's got a drop of that love, it's enough to inundate the entire universe. And he said, if you get that love, then how will you live? How will you be able to live with the separation? With the separation from Krishna. Because that separation is like most virulent poison. It's like the strongest poison. And it's like nectar. It's like the greatest nectar at the same time. Like the greatest nectar and the greatest poison. And even doubly more powerful. It's doubly more powerful. So the devotees are full of love. And love means two opposites. It's two opposites. The Mayavadis, the impersonalists, they just want Shanti. Shanti, give me all happiness. I just want Ananda. Ananda. They don't understand what is love. Love means you have to face separation. Separation from Gurudev. Separation from Prabhupada. You have to face separation. Union and separation is there, like nectar and poison combined, like this. So the devotee, and that is a spontaneous feeling comes up. No rules needed. You're ready to do anything, even give up your life. You give up your life. What is the use of this life? What is the use of this ear if it does not hear the glories of Srila Prabhupada, if it does not hear the glories of Krishna? It is just like a hole in a conch shell, a broken conch shell. It has no purpose. There's no purpose to it. The devotee feels this way. He's not just speaking these words. He feels this way. If I don't use this ear for hearing about Krishna, then what is the purpose of this ear? I don't need somebody to tell me. Huh? What is the use of this tongue if it does not chant the holy name of Krishna? It becomes like the tongue of a frog. Well, he eat dirty flies. Has no purpose. And this body and these senses are just like blocks of dry stone and wood. If they cannot be engaged in the service of my Gurudev, in the service of Krishna, then what is the use of this body? Better I die. Better upon death, birth, upon being born, better I die immediately. Your devotees say like that. Srimati Radharani, Mahaprabhu speaking in this way. And we can understand this is the mood of our spiritual master. This is his mood. And to serve him means to accept this mood. This is the mood of love for Krishna. This is the mood of love for Krishna. And we even tell the new people, you're not following, but just accept this mood. If you accept this mood, then you will automatically, you'll get all knowledge and detachment from this world. Some people ask, oh, how do I control my mind? Oh, my mind, oh, crazy mind. And I just put Krishna in the platform of love. You love your India, you love your mother, you love your name and fame and your bank. You just transfer that same love. It's the same. It's only because you are putting it in those things, it's transformed into lust. But when you put it, when you repose that same feelings that you feel for your mother, if you repose that in Krishna, it becomes prem. It's the same. Just repose it in him. The same thing. Many people say, oh, I love Krishna, I love Radha, but I can't make it to Janmashtami, I've got to go to my job. Sorry, I've got no time. I'm very, very busy. I love Krishna, but I've got no time right now. Please excuse me. But it was their mother's birthday. If it was their mother's birthday, Baba. If it was their wife's birthday, or their husband's, oh yeah, and then they'll do so many things. cook big dinner and bring many gifts. If it was the marriage of their daughter, they would spend lakhs and lakhs and lakhs of rupees, isn't it? But for Krishna, I love Krishna, but I have to go to work today. So what kind of love is it? It is the mouth. Only with the mouth. So Srila Prabhupada, he was showing this thing. He's showing this thing. And without somebody showing this thing, you cannot know what it is. You can't know what it is by reading any book. This institution cannot teach that thing. There has to be pure devotee in it. It has to be God. There has to be such devotee. You have to become such devotee. Srila Prabhupada said, we need devotees like this. This institution is meant for making these devotees, and you're all meant to become pure devotees. And then when people meet you, they'll know what it is. Oh, my God, I'm only saying with the lips. But he's really doing it. He's really doing it. Therefore, one more story and I'll finish. Okay? This is the story of a king. And he wanted to see a lake full of milk. He wanted to see a lake of milk. And so he ordered his servants to gather all people, get people and make them dig a lake. And if they don't agree, I'm the king, I will have them executed. So they did dug this very big lake, a very big lake. Then he ordered all the milkmen must come and put milk in it. All the cowherd men must milk and put all the milk, every bit of milk in this lake. I want to see a lake of milk. That is my desire. I'm a bit of a dictator. Like this. So anyway, and if they don't do it, they'll be executed. So anyway, the milkmen were ordered. So they were coming with big pots, carrying big pots like this, and putting in the lake. So one milkman, he thought, why should I put milk? I'll put water. Nobody will see. One milkman thought this thing. And he's carrying his pot like this. And he's keeping the milk for himself like this. His friend just looked at his face. And he knew, hey, he's not putting milk. He never told anybody. But just by looking at his face, his friend, he could see. He's not putting milk. Why should I? I also will enjoy the milk. Like this. And so when the king came after so many days, when the king came to see his lake of milk, he saw a lake of water. There was no milk in it at all. No milk in it at all. No milk in it. No milk in it at all. My God. So we should understand what kind of association we are giving. We should not be from the lips. We should not be from the lip. We should try genuine, like that sparrow. We should do our best to offer respects to all. Chinadapi Sinichana. We should do our best. And in this way, chant the holy name of Krishna. Chant the holy name of Krishna. And then the heart will become softened. The heart will become softened. It becomes softened. And when the heart becomes softened, then that love, real love, real love can take root. It can grow there. It will grow there, that bhakti. that bhakti will grow there, not in a heart, not as hard as a rock, hard as a stone. Therefore Mahaprabhu has quoted that thing. And that heart which does not become melted, and tears do not flow from the eyes. If tears are not flowing from, genuine tears of love are not flowing from the eyes, if your voice is not genuinely becoming choked, and your whole hairs are standing on end, when you're chanting the name of Krishna, then you can understand that your heart is as hard as a block of stone, or steel framed, not soft at all, not soft hearted, like Pundarik Vijayanidhi, when he heard one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, he became completely mad, and began rolling on the floor. I'm not saying that you should imitate. Srila Prabhupada did not personally demonstrate those things in public. But no doubt my spiritual master from within his heart was always feeling great separation from his spiritual master and from Krishna, from Radha's service. But he has a mission. We have work to do here. And in my service, I have to behave according to the rules. I can't go rolling on the ground here and bawling my eyes out. If you feel like doing that thing, that's very nice. You are very fortunate. But you have to restrain yourself. You have to restrain yourself. But if that is coming up, that's very nice. And you should consider, you are very fortunate. And you should preach. You should give that love to others. You should give that love. And so Srila Prabhupada, he was doing that thing. And the devotees felt that. And therefore they were willing to take less. And they couldn't go away. They could not leave. Even though they were getting less, they just wanted to that love. That's all they wanted. I thought I would just try to express something so we can understand that this is not material. It's not a material thing. And this Krishna consciousness, love for Krishna, is not a material thing. It doesn't exist here in this world. And if you get that love, you will not be able to live here, because the separation will become very great. Very great separation. Mahaprabhu taught that thing. Radha Bhava, Gopi Bhava. He's teaching that thing. That that love in separation from Krishna is so great. And in that mood, chant Hare Krishna. In that mood, render service to Krishna and your Gurudev like this. And your life will just go by. Will just go by. In service to Krishna, and you go back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Lilamrita ki, Itai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. Hari Hari Bol.